never met a man that cries as much as Gidim.
What's on your face?
My throat got blown out last night in Key West, and I just buckled. My knees buckled.
Tell him, Steve Dave.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Tell Him, Steve Dave. We're back with Walt.
Hello.
With Q.
Hello.
We get him.
How you stankin'?
And special guest, our buddy Jiggy.
Yeah.
Jiggy.
Yes. Now, first, I have to apologize for being dark for the past 2 weeks. We thought it was only going to be 1 week. Some stuff happened. We weren't able to get to it, so it's been dark 2 weeks. But the good news is I'm going to make it up to you by having 4 commercials today.
Oh, all right. Nice. You really know how to...
Yeah, win them back.
Yeah, you really know how to reel them back in after an absence.
Yeah. So mostly, I guess we're gonna talk about Key West and experiences down there and what people were doing. It was a time, I gotta tell you.
It went even better than I'd hoped.
We packed a lot into a few days too.
Yeah,
it felt like it was like I was there for 3 months.
Yeah,
yeah. There was never nothing to do. There was always like, oh, we could go there, or we could go here, or we could go there. There's you guys had something planned. Like, you would not believe it, Walt. Like, it ran as smooth as one could possibly
hope.
Not
a hitch.
As far as like an outsider, like, I don't know about these guys and their internal headaches, but like,
we had one or two, but for the most part, it was fine. Yeah.
Yeah. I had a personal headache we'll get to in a little bit.
A lot of Walt chants. Walt chants would break out. Like, Walt. Your name rang out through the night sky of Key West several times. You would just be, like, walking down the street or coming out of bars, and they'd be like, Walt, 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 Walt.
The Walt chants were
See,
great.
That's why I can never go. That's kind of mystique. You have to stay away.
You're right.
You can't just, like, you can't go there, because then you're like, why was I chanting this guy's name?
Yeah, they demystify and then let him down.
Yeah, you cannot. Yeah, you can't ruin that by going there and showing them the real Walt that is not worthy of a chant.
The one that lives in their minds is much better.
Well, a couple months ago, I called Johnson because I was like, man, it's really, really hard to surprise Key with something. So I called Johnson. I'm like, what do you think the chances are that Walt will come down to Key West? What would I have to do if I like rented a tour bus and brought him down there and documented the entire thing? And he wrote me back and he goes, 0%. Like, I didn't even get like a
flicker. I didn't know you did that. That's funny.
Not even a flicker of hope.
I mean, that would have blown my mind. We had an idea for, Jiggy had the idea for a t-shirt that says, Walt, don't fly. And I kept going back and forth. I was like, I don't want to ask Walt to like lend his name to it. You know, we would, you know, and then you work that out. But it was a good idea. I said that on stage and then people were like, oh, why do you make it?
I was pretty proud of the design too. The Walt don't fly
shirt.
Sure
did it.
You know, if we do it
again.
We got
time, right? Next year, 2026?
I don't see how we don't do it again. I mean, well, it was like – it was really like so much fun. It was just fun beginning to end. Zero complaints.
Zero complaints.
Zero people complained.
That is hard to achieve. Zero complaints.
I've never achieved it before in my life.
I think Key West plays a major role in it though. Like,
yeah.
I think we put together like a really fun weekend of programming, and like we really put our heads together to make it the best it could possibly be. But Key West in general, it's not like we did this at like a Marriott in Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Right.
Like,
it's hard to complain.
You heard zero complaints, so you didn't. So,
oh God! Somebody's at the door.
Speaking of complaints, we heard zero complaints from attendees, from the artists, from the sponsors, from Key West, the city. It was just everybody was just like, "This is fucking awesome! Do it again! We got to do it again!"
And people interacted with each other. It was really nice to see. Like, I would sit back and just watch people. Just it seemed like people were making new friends or reuniting with people. Or it was that was probably the coolest part, honestly.
Yeah. Well, I met a guy when we first got on the plane. I met a guy that was coming down, and he's like, "Yeah, I'm coming by myself, you know, so I'm not sure what to expect." And I said, "Expect to make a lot of friends because it happens on the cruises. Any kind of these get-togethers, like lots of people come alone and then end up making friends. You know, like and hanging out with people like." forming bonds and relationships.
Yeah, I mean,
it's pretty cool.
It was so cool. Like to that end, like I went to every event, Walt. Every single event.
It's Key West.
Q's
got to be at every event.
Every single one had a blast and ended up like meeting ants that I had never met before and was like, oh man, these guys are so fucking cool. Like my boy Eli, man.
Oh, Eli was all right.
Yeah. Eli was this guy. He came down 10 days. He traveled to Florida by himself just because he wanted to check out Florida. And we rented this boat to go out to take all the artists out Thursday night before it started at Sunset Cruise around the Key. And as we're getting on, there's this guy standing by the dock, and he's wearing a shirt with our faces on it, Walt. And I'm like, hey. And he's like, hey. And I end up talking for like 5 minutes. His name is Eli. He worked for a weed company or something. Mm-hmm. He's like, I brought weed for you guys. And he was like, I actually never got to smoke any of it.
He was a lawn care guy. Even said he's a weed company.
No. The cement head stuff. But I kept running into him. Like, there was some, like, it was.
Yeah, like you see these faces that you see over and over, and they're like so familiar that you're like you almost feel like you're friends with these people, like Sherry Perrone and MJ and Savan and the Justines and like
the Justines were great. Yeah.
That kind of youthful energy is what we needed, man.
Yeah, we had two ladies named Justine in their early 20s have to be, right? Like 23, 24, and they brought down the age of the whole thing so much just by their presence.
They hurt that curve.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But they were also very energetic and very
fun.
That
gray curve, silver curve.
They brought us down. They brought us down a little bit.
Eli was hyping up the weed he was going to bring us. Man, I got you. When we get to Key West, I got you. And then at the welcome event, apparently he gave what he made for me to DeRosa because he thought I was DeRosa, which is the first time that's ever happened. No one's ever confused me for DeRosa, but it was so funny. What a cool dude.
Which is weird because DeRosa doesn't smoke weed. So
yeah, I don't know how he accepted it or whatever, but it's pretty funny.
But
it's legal on the island?
There's a version of it that's legal of it on the island. Yeah,
what is the illegal version.
Like a Delta 9. You could smoke Delta 9 weed, which is the same thing, but because it turns out marijuana is not illegal. The method to remove the THC from the marijuana is what's illegal. So they figured out another method, and Florida was like, yep, that's fine.
So what happens? How would they know you're not smoking the
There is literally
version?
No way to tell. Okay. So enforcement
there's no,
is just
– There's no test. There's no there's like no walk anything. This line no. a certain way or no?
No. So that's it. You know, the cops in Key West are cool, dude. You know? They ain't there to fucking fuck up
Let me
vacation.
Tell you, like in a very short amount of time, I could tell Q was the mayor of Key West and Jiggy deputy mayor. Yeah. Like these guys were the man around the island. Like everybody knew them. Everybody was, hey, you know, greeting them and shit. Yeah,
it was fun. But speaking of legends, sitting right at this table right now is one of the brightest spots of the festival. Get him, Steve Dave.
Enough to, you know, he made you happy with having to pick up the tab for bringing him down here? 100%?
100%. I underpaid. I underpaid.
He makes up for the other 51 weekends.
Well, all he had to do was come down there and be himself. You know what I mean? So it wasn't that hard. But it is something to be in crystal clear knee-high water off the keys of Florida. Warm. The sun's raining. Everybody's sitting around having a cold one and just seeing get him. Foot still bandaged. Still didn't take off the bandage to get in the water. Still's got the toe bandage on, and he's just standing there, man, chilling out. And you're like, there's a sight I never thought I'd see.
Yeah. I still think it's the funniest. The hardest I laughed all weekend is coming back from that boat, getting him. You were in the water. You were just like, you were living life. It was the best to see. We're in the boat. It's coming back. We were going like 6 miles an hour in this little pontoon boat. There's dolphins on either side. Get him's dancing. He's shaking his ass back and forth. And just hysterical. Sand is coming off his person. Like there's a
inside his shorts is raining. Inside,
and it wouldn't stop. It was like 10 minutes. There was like a little pile on the
pontoon. Jiggy's dying and like pointing and
I'm like, oh, you got to look at this. It's the best.
I got some video of it. I was able to capture a little video.
But how come that toe is still not needs a bandage?
It's slowly healing.
I mean, slowly. That thing ruptured on Super Bowl weekend.
And then the captain had me worried because I'm like the last one off the boat. Yeah. He's like, he goes, you have something on your foot? And he's like, yeah. He goes, you better clean that off.
Yeah, well, and why would he have to pump. Tell you that?
Well, like everyone's like, oh, salt water's great for that kind of stuff.
I don't think wet salt water permanently like laying on a wound is a good idea.
Well, I'm now worried like there's something's going to swim in there. Like while I was out there in the water.
Well, it's probably the boat. Like that, because the pontoon boat probably, you know, you can only clean that so much.
Yeah. But when I got back to the place, I cleaned it. So
nice.
Yeah.
People loved him.
Oh,
people
yeah.
were happy to oh. see him. People buying you drinks.
Oh yeah.
People taking pictures with him, and he. This guy, I've never met a man that cries as much as Gidim. I mean that in a sweet way.
He gets choked up a lot.
He gets choked up a lot. Like he just kept saying to me, and I'm not making fun of you, Gidim, but he just kept coming up to me like, thank you so much, and he would just get choked up and start crying when he was talking about how much it meant, and like when fans would talk to him, like he would get choked up. Like it was nice. It was nice to see.
Yeah.
Ming Chen, on the other hand.
Ming Chen doesn't cry.
No. Ming Chen don't fucking stop.
Dude.
He got there a day early, didn't know that we were there a day early. And you could see the disappointment on his face when I was like, let's go grab dinner or something like that. And he was like, yeah. Motherfucker had plans already. Irish exited out the back and then met some fans and then was just running around Key West. I don't know if he slept.
I don't know. He was everywhere. Because I went to everything except – the second half of the Steve Burns show and the at the comedy place with the local talent.
Yeah.
I wasn't able to get to that either. But otherwise, I went to every single thing, and Ming was there.
There.
And not just there, but
first
like,
to show up, last to leave.
Yep, but very like interacting with everybody. And
yeah.
Like we did, we went down to Margaritaville, and he was doing karaoke. And for the first time in my life, I got pulled up on stage for karaoke. I was not prepared for because Mary Beth is like she keeps a light buzz going on the whole time. She's like a drinker, so she just is always up for stuff when she's been drinking. So she's like, I'm gonna do a song with Ming. She tells me this the night before that they're gonna do it. So I'm like, all right.
Did they pick a song?
Yeah, it was the Proclaimers.
500 miles.
500 miles. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Rousing.
So yes.
They closed the restaurant for us. They closed Margaritaville, so it was just us from the festival in there. Singing karaoke and stuff.
Yeah, and it was packed. So I said, are you going to do it or you're going to fucking back out? You know, she's like, no, I'll do it. So she, I was like, all right, I'll record it. And so we get up to the stage and then she gets up there and she had asked Chuck if he would record it. You know, better camera, mm-hmm. better cameraman. And then she's like, come on up. Now I'm not drunk. That's a key to karaoke, isn't it? Like, you're supposed to be drunk. Yeah.
This helps.
Unless your name's Joey Fatone.
Unless you're Fatone up there. You're a professional singer.
Yeah.
So I got up there and I never felt so self-conscious in my life. I'm like barely singing into the mic. I don't know the words. Like, so a lot of these people, they just know the words to the songs already.
Yeah.
So they're not looking at the screen. They're fucking putting on a performance. I can't take my eyes off the screen because I don't know one goddamn word. So I felt foolish. And afterwards, not one person came up and was like, hey, you did pretty good at karaoke. Not one. Not even Mary Beth.
Me and Fatone. I brought Fatone down to do I Want That Way, as you have to do. I will say, Ming has maybe my favorite photo of the whole weekend. Do you see his epic photo?
No.
If you bring up Ming's Instagram, the picture that Joe Papio did of him on stage, it might be the best picture of the whole weekend. So
really?
It's unbelievable. The guy, it looks like...
Better than the ghost tour photos.
Dude, wait till you see this photo. But yeah.
Are
you joking?
Yeah.
Everybody's smiling, their arms up.
That was the lip sync. That was
the
different.
Lip sync, yeah.
That was at the lip sync.
That first photo, it was...
Oh, he looks like a fucking rock star.
Rock star. That first, it might be... That might be my favorite photo of the whole weekend. Everyone's having a blast.
Yeah.
He's just leaning into me. He's in flip-flops. I mean, that's the Key West experience right
there. Yeah, that's great. We're all shorts on stage and shit.
Shorts on stage, flippy-floppies.
And I was worried that the karaoke was going to – I mean, the
lip-sync?
Lip-sync was going to be like maybe the lamest part of it. I was like, it turned out to be like amazing.
Oh, it's great. It's cool.
Because DeRosa was up there fucking tearing
it. Shitting all over it.
Everything. It was phenomenal.
DeRosa would go in and give like this harsh critique and at the end go, yeah, but I liked it.
DeRosa, MVP, man.
Yeah.
I lost my throat the second day, Walt. And DeRosa stood next to me and took over a lot of my – what? You laughed about how I put it? He fucking keeps making fun of me. God,
it's in front of 600 people at the pool. And he goes, and on the microphone, he goes, his voice is all hoarse. He goes, oh, I'm so sorry. My voice, I lost
my throat. Got blown out.
My throat got blown out last night.
Just a wave of gay jokes coming my way for the rest of the day.
My throat got blown out last night in Key West, and I just buckled. My knees buckled.
And you so know if it's going to happen, that's the place it's going to happen.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
No one even questioned it.
Oh, it was great. Brian, your boy killed, man, up there on stage. Almost died the first night.
First night was something. I like to be totally straight when we do shows. I don't like
it's better that way. We've learned.
Yeah, we've learned that it's much better that way. It can focus a lot.
Yeah.
So but I was
– these Alaskan motherfuckers.
But these Alaskan people, yeah. They tempted me. A couple of Alaskan ants came all the way from Alaska to go to this. I mean, you can't come like – farther, right?
From Alaska to
Key West.
Yeah, who knows?
After one of the meetups, we were going from Hog's Breath up to Margaritaville, and they came up to me and they're like, hey, you want to hit my vape? And I was like, all right, it's only like 4:30 or 5. And he's like, it's really strong now. And I'm like, yeah, okay.
I have a volcano.
Yeah. So I took a couple hits and it was good. It was fine. But then as the day went on, closer and closer to showtime, I'm like, why isn't this going away? Like, why do I still feel like lightheaded and weird?
Something?
That's what I started thinking. I'm like, is it some kind of strain?
The fucking Alaskans.
But it was a vape. Yeah, it was just like the Indians, you know? Like, they lured me and tempted me. So the time comes for the show. Like, actually, the time came for the show.
First night.
This is the first night I left Steve Byrne's show because I had to go back to the house and regroup because I felt so fucked up.
How long between the vape and the show?
5 hours.
Are you?
5 hours. You got to listen.
Maybe, are you a lightweight maybe? And maybe you're not a – maybe you –
Well, turns out there were
extenuating circumstances.
There was something in it?
No. So what happened was I go back to the house and I'm talking to Mary Beth. And when I say talking, I mean I'm yelling at her. I'm like, why do I feel this way? Why do I feel nervous? I never feel nervous about stuff like this. I'm going nuts. Like I felt like my head was swimming. I could barely focus. I felt like sort of like outside myself almost. And I'm like looking in the mirror and I'm like, you can do this. You can still do this. Later on, I told the Q, I was like, I'm 57. I shouldn't be getting situations like this where I feel this way. Like I took this hit, you know, and I explained it on stage.
It was one hit?
No, it was two. Okay. It was, and I explained it on stage. I don't know what's happening. They got me. These Alaskans got me. As I'm getting off stage, now the whole stage experience is like, I don't remember most of it. After I get off stage, Jiggy's like, I think it might be that patch on your neck. And then almost immediately, a nurse came up to me.
So pale during the show and sweating.
I was sweating like crazy. Like I had to put on a sweatband. I was sweating so bad.
I was looking at him like, is he having a heart attack?
Q comes
right
over
now?
And puts a headband on me.
I was talking to you before the show. It looked like you were starring in a Gatorade commercial. Like you were just like sweating profusely.
What was the patch?
The patch was for seasickness. So the first
you still have it on when you're on.
Well, there you go.
This was my idea.
What a good question.
How long were you on land?
It was a full day later.
I was on. Okay,
36 hours. Later.
So we got there Thursday night, and we went on. Yeah, it probably was. It was at least a good 24 hours.
Was it underneath your beard? That's why you didn't know. Or was
no, I knew it was there, but but
so
we
a
went
nurse
on,
in the audience saw it and was like, "He's got to take that off."
Yeah, we went on a boat the first night, and so you know, I keep the patch on. Mm-hmm. And then when I got off, I was like, well, we're going on that pontoon boat on Sunday. So maybe I'll just keep it on and just let the, you know, because I only brought one. And then it turns out that if you're getting that medicine and it's not going anywhere, like you're not actually using it, it tends to fuck you up and make you feel like really, really out of it.
It is weird, though, that you're how often do you put these patches on?
The last time was probably the cruise.
So how often,
and the time
how
before
much
that
time
was
have
the
you,
cruise.
Have you experienced you have with these kind of patches?
A bit.
A bit, okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's not the first time I used it.
I don't know, but you,
I guess usually
point,
I just
now,
must
like,
take
you know,
them off.
I'm going to wear this 24/7. Just I figured, in case.
Because I did it on the cruise. I did it on the cruise.
I fall into water. Yeah.
I did it on the cruise, so I did. I was like,
oh, you were on the cruise 24/7?
The whole time, yeah, but it works because the boat is constantly rocking.
So if you're not rocking, right. Then it affects your equilibrium?
Yeah.
We learned.
Big time.
It creates the rock.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I guess so that's a good way of putting
it. You just should have tried to be a bit more active on land. Then
I should have been swimming a lot more.
Yeah, should have been doing. Yeah.
Going on carnival rides.
Yeah. If you're gonna wear it 24/7, you just can't do this.
Horseback riding.
Yeah. I found from Jiggy and the nurse that was not a great idea.
You said like it almost instantly. You almost instantly felt better.
Yeah. As soon as I took it off, within a half hour, I was like, okay, I feel normal again.
Wow.
Yeah. So had I just taken it off before the show?
I still thought the show was good.
I didn't get any complaints. Yeah, I thought a lot of people liked it, even though I was like, I mean, it's sort of like, I'm sure people are like, well, of course this is what he does.
Yeah, there's an element of that to it. Yeah. But I thought you did a great job, man.
Thank you.
We had a lot of fun up there. Get him fell? What's going on? You fell? I keep hearing this?
Yeah. At the went back to the house after Irish Kevin's.
Okay.
And I sat down
So Irish Kevin's is this bar. So we had I'm just setting the stage for Walt. So we had this ghost tour, which we'll get into in a little bit. And it started at 11, went to midnight. And then it ended at this bar called Irish Kevin's. It's a very famous bar down there. Huge. And we were there till I didn't leave till almost 3 a.m. So I don't know what time you were there.
I don't remember exactly either.
All right, so
apparently I saw photos of me on stage singing. So
yeah, you were up there singing with us.
Yep. Yeah, don't remember that. But went back to the house, sat down on a lounge chair to kind of relax a little, and then I go to get up and fall flat on my face.
Oh man!
And my phone goes in the pool. So
how close were you to the pool?
It was right on the edge.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. So
like a pool chair.
Yeah, the lounge chair. Yeah.
Got it.
So now I'm like, well, I got to get my phone out of the pool.
Do you, the other five phones in your possession, you can't afford to let one go?
No, I can't. Okay. All
right. And meanwhile, I'm texting him the whole time. Five phones, he's not getting any texts and returning them.
he does that in Jersey too.
I didn't have Wi-Fi. Very few places had Wi-Fi.
Right.
So I had to strip down of my underwear, get in the pool. Kind of get the coordination going to.
Could you imagine?
There might be video of this.
Oh, boy.
From the security cameras. So I managed to get the phone out.
Tidy Whiteys?
No, my Fruit of Looms.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, what are they?
Boxers?
Like boxer briefs. Boxer briefs. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So I. Fun. So then I go back upstairs and I got to go to bed and I go to get out of the wet underwear and my leg got stuck and I fell over yet again.
You were pretty hammered.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you hurt yourself?
A little. I got a little bigger. It's got some scratches. And then apparently I started screaming out for Ming and for Chuck for help.
I did hear this too. I heard that you were just like screaming Ming's name at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
On which fall? The pool fall or the upstairs fall?
I think it was downstairs. They heard me downstairs. So I was downstairs.
Yeah, second fall.
Nobody went up to help.
Yeah. Nobody came to help. Yeah. So.
Who were you in the house with?
I was in a little room by myself, but I think Tyler was up there.
Tyler.
Yeah. Right. And Chuck was eventually was in the room next to me.
Papio, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were in this gorgeous historical house.
Historical house. I looked it up afterwards, read all about it, even looked up the price on Trulia. It's just like it was incredible house that we got. It was me and Mary Beth, Joe DeRosa.
It's a mansion on half an acre in Key West. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. And Joey Fatone. And like as soon as we went into the house, like we went into the room and we're putting our stuff away. And then Fatone came in and he's singing and stuff. And Mary Beth immediately goes, you know, people would pay for this, right? Yeah. I was like, yeah.
Well, the kitchen parties at night were like the craziest part. Oh. Yeah. It was wild.
It became the party house. Because I had like a pool in the back and a nice sitting area and a nice big kitchen for everybody to hang around in. So, yeah, it quickly became the party house. And the first night, Fatone was teaching people how to do the NSYNC dances. And I'm like sitting there like, this is fucking surreal. I've seen a lot of stuff in my day, a lot of famous people in a lot of weird situations. But I'm like, this is surreal watching Fatone teach DeRosa and Steve Byrne and Mary Beth and Merrill.
How to do the bye-bye-bye
dance. Yeah, how to do the bye-bye-bye dance.
Everybody's drunk and we're high or whatever.
Yeah. I was like, this is pretty amazing.
Yeah, DeRosa, I went to leave because I had a lot of response. I didn't get to party as much as they do. I had to keep it kind of but so I went before that happened. DeRosa was like, I've been drinking all day. There it is. Well, there it is. So when I left the house, you see how DeRosa is right there? He was literally like,
here comes get him.
Is get him dancing with Fatone. What universe are we living in? So I go to leave and DeRosa's like, I'm probably not going to be up when you get back. It's been a long day. We've been partying for 3 days. I got to go to bed. I have no problem. I go to take care of my parents. I come back to the house 25 minutes later. this is what's going on. DeRosa's got – it's 1 in the morning. DeRosa's got sunglasses on and a pink Dolly Parton hat. It was just – it was everything I wanted it to be happened.
Awesome.
It was – good. All the artists had a great time. The escapees had a great time. Like, it just felt good.
Escapees?
That's what Jiggy –
Well, yeah, that's what we call the group. Because it's called the Comedy Escape. So.
Oh, okay.
And what was that?
They were the escapees. Fatone got in. He got in that first – we got in Wednesday.
Oh, we got in Wednesday.
So the house was – it was me and Fatone.
DeRosa.
And DeRosa. And I didn't realize until the second day, I'm on the upstairs with Fatone, me, Fatone, and eventually when you came the next day, right. We're up on the second floor.
To be honest, I totally forgot you were even in the house because you were there so infrequently.
I barely there. I was like a squirrel. I like came in. But – I didn't realize until day two that the thermostat for the entire upstairs was in Fatone's room. He must sleep like a salamander. It was like 85 degrees up there. Yeah. And I'm sitting up there. And I'm using like one of those like Keezy fans. I'm like, maybe this is just a Key West thing. It says hot up here. And then the next day, the owner of the house is like, oh, it's in the master bedroom. And sure enough, it's in Fatone's room, which was locked for like 4 days.
Yeah. And on top of it, he told Mary Beth the first fucking day and she never mentioned it. And I'm in the bedroom. I'm like, why the fuck is it 80 degrees up here? I was like, so no hot. Air conditioning raises? Yeah, it was so hot. And then she's like, I don't know. Fatone said something about the thermostat being in his room. I went in there. Sure enough, it was 85 degrees.
It's just set to 85.
That's nuts. Look at Kid. Good for the vocal cords. Get him dancing with Fatone. I mean, this makes me – this Ming with his solo cup.
He comes dancing in.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there's not – like – that's it. There, like you see, Troy like try to make his way through the crowd, and then you got Ming and get him, who just like the second they walk through the door, they're in.
I mean, Ming's pumping his fist as he walks in the door.
Oh, Troy! When Byrne took over, Troy was really joining in then.
Oh, okay, okay, yeah. I was gone. I was working at that point. We had a lot of stuff, but
I did hear a rumor, by the way, and I figured this would be to put this out there to see if I can get clarification from the story. Walt, you could be a good, I think you're going to be able to suss this out if it was true. I will believe anything. I'm extremely gullible, so I went hook, line, and sinker for this story, but I still don't know full details or if it's true, but I feel like a listener could maybe fill in the blanks. So I heard this is Saturday morning now, so the event starts on Friday. This is Saturday afternoon. Someone comes up to me and goes, I don't know if you heard the story, but there's an attendee who woke up this morning in jail in Key West.
I heard about this.
So I'm like, well, please indulge me. What happened? I'm thinking it's like a late night, I'm maybe it's late night after Irish Kevin, just stumbling around. They pick you up, what have you. So apparently it was not that. An attendee came in, drops their bags off at the Airbnb, falls asleep at the Airbnb, wakes up. And the police are in the room because that was not his Airbnb. It was just a home in Key
with
West.
An unlocked door.
He or she, I don't know if it's man or woman or a group, just slept in this random house.
Was it an occupied house or they saw it on the Ring cam or whatever?
That's a great question. That detail I don't know. But the police came.
It's like Bart Back to the Future when Marty wakes up in that little girl's room.
Yeah. Coming in with a baseball bat.
Yeah.
And arrested, woke up in jail. No details if they made it to the rest of the event. But there is a story out there that is very interesting to me of how you confuse the house. Was it like
a 7-Eleven in front of the fucking last number and threw them all off?
Did you get the wrong street number or is it like across the street? Was it a tale that I just believed? I have a face that's like, he'll believe it. And I certainly did. I was like beaming. I thought it was a great
story. I heard that. I heard it from somebody else.
Yeah.
Trusted source.
Did I miss any details of it?
No. No, you had all the details I had. So,
I mean, if it's an honest mistake, though, I'm surprised that they would have kept them overnight unless they were drunk and did it.
It sounded like it had to be a drunken mistake, right? Was that what you were feeling, Jim?
I've heard this person was a drinker. So, yeah.
DeRosa ordered food one night, and he this would have been Sunday. Mm-hmm. So he's been there for a good couple of days, and the food was delivered – but not delivered. So he's all fucking pissed off. He's fucking running around the house like what the fuck? Like, now I got to contact DoorDash.
He's been drinking it 4 years, for 4 days straight at that point.
Yeah. But it turned out he's like, this is blank, right? Like the number of the house. And I was like, no. It's like, you're like four houses off. He's like, really? He runs outside, goes down the street, and then comes back with his tacos or whatever the fuck he ordered.
Yeah. Oh, man. It was really – Walt, I'm so happy I did it.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, you do all that planning, man. It's great that you come back and you're like
– Yeah.
It all came to fruition.
It was. It was like the first – the Wednesday when there wasn't even anybody there. We were having so much fun. I was like, this already paid off. Then the Thursday with the catamaran, we were like, this is the best. And Eli, we were like, this is awesome. Monday went so well, and I was like, please, God, just make Saturday. Like, I literally was like, please just make Saturday go as well as Friday. And it went even better. It was just like – there he is crying backstage
because I was thanking fucking Chuck had to take video of it.
Yeah.
Ming shaking his head.
Yeah. I was talking about him a little bit. He got a good – I told the audience the truth. I said, look, Gidim has autism. You know, he's a genius, but he's on that spectrum. And it's not easy for him to be here. So everybody, you know, be nice to him. And everybody gave him a round of standing ovation and stuff like that. I don't know how you ever came home, Gidim.
Like to not live down there.
Like I don't know how you ever get.
I will say I walked out of LaGuardia. It's 40 degrees, drizzling, and I'm like, oh yeah, this now I'm comfortable. Wasn't sweating.
One of our last minute ideas, like literally the day the event started, like all the we had a passport we gave to everyone where you go to the 10 or 12 different bars and you get a stamp for going to it just for fun, and then a last minute idea was like, you know, why don't we add a 13th and 14th, where it's just Ming and Gidim. Instead of actually a bar, they had to keep a stamp on them at all times. And people loved it. It was so much fun.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Did you lord it over anybody's head, or you just gave stamp as requested?
Oh, gave stamp as requested, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the thing that got me was, like, I was walking around a couple times, and you look at, like, the trees and everything, and it looks like they're like wax plants.
Yeah.
They're plastic plants. And then you realize, no, it's just real.
Yeah.
It's April. Everything's green.
Yeah.
And I told you that first day I walked out, I'm like, what is that smell?
Yeah, I was like, that's fresh air, buddy.
No. It's the flowers. Flowers were in bloom. Like, it was like perfume. It was it's magic. Literal magic.
Key West, there's nothing like it. There's nothing like it in the world. And so many people came up to me and said that. They were like, thank you for bringing us down here. This is unbelievable. A lot of people right away were like, get us on the list for next year and stuff like that. And I was like, let's get home first.
Yeah, right. I heard that quite a bit. Like, do you think they're going to do it next year? And like, this is midway through the
– Yeah.
Through the
– It was special.
Through the weekend, yeah.
I really think it was special. I've done five cruises now, and I love them. Is that Beth up on stage too? Great. this topped all the cruises for me.
Wow.
Yeah, this really did.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah,
I would agree with that.
And I think that comes down to Key West, like it does. And the access with the cruise, like I didn't really have time to talk to people one on one because there's 2,000 people. I'm going here to their securities with me. This was like we didn't even have security. We would have an event at a bar, and I just walk in the bar, and everybody Walt was fucking cool. Like nobody was like cornering me, telling me the same story five times, which happens. You know what I mean? Like as they get drunk and stuff. Like everybody was just. It was like one of the best experiences I've had in forever. I really loved it.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, yeah, maybe we'll do another one.
I hope so.
I hate to put a pause to the fun.
Let's do it. Yes, yes.
Let's do it, though. This is golf apparel. And if you notice, I'm wearing it right now.
What you got there?
Got me a golf shirt on.
Ooh.
Yeah. Mm. It's nice and soft. PXG has a passion to make the best golf clubs. And they bring that same passion and precision to their apparel. The PXG Apparel Spring Summer 2025 collection is their best yet. And I think you guys got shirts. You should have gotten shirts by now.
I think I did, yes.
Yeah, so you should wear them. I know you would wear them. Walt, I don't know about you and collared shirts. I didn't think I would like a collared shirt until I put on the shirt that you guys gave me, the cock shirt.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
You looked pretty good in it, too.
Did I?
Yeah, you did. It's basically just like a t-shirt with a collar.
Yeah, a t-shirt with a collar, but nice and silky, like really, really. I probably shouldn't be doing a commercial for them. I should be doing PXG right now.
Rubbing it in other people's faces. They didn't get one.
But it reminded me of this shirt. In fact, I bought one of these shirts for my father-in-law.
Okay.
Because he's a golfer, so I sent him one. The PXG Apparel Spring Summer 2025 collection is a modern reinterpretation of American preppy style, blending vintage nostalgia with contemporary performance wear. Featuring innovative silhouettes, playful prints, and soothing colors, these versatile designs deliver both function and style. A head-turning fusion of heritage and modern style, PXG Apparel delivers exceptional quality, performance, and lasting comfort. So if you want to elevate your style, game on and off the course with PXG Apparel's Spring-Summer 2025 collection, head over to pxgapparel.com/TESD to save 10% on your order. That's pxgapparel.com/TESD to save 10%. pxgapparel.com/TESD.
Nice. I have, before we jump into the next one.
Sure.
Get him pulled up this picture here. All right. First of all, the guy in the middle is Utkan, the Tony Stark ant.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking great guy, awesome wife, lovely people. I need to get a real opinion. Get him. Could you zoom in on my knees? Do I have fucking ugly knees? Do I have hideous knees?
No. Be like compared to my elbow? No.
No, but look at that. Like, what is going on?
I think
on
we
with
have
those?
Some awkward shadowing going on there.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're
you don't think he's got
right.
flabby
find,
knees?
Find yourself a knee doctor.
I mean, look at that shit. What is going on there?
Maybe a little plastic surgery.
Look at
on
Chuck's knees.
Knees
look nice and fucking
you
tight.
Can't see, you can't see
well,
full
a bit younger than you,
covered.
Isn't?
I know, but like
– they say once you go over other side south of 45, your knees are the first to go.
Really? Yeah. I mean, my knees look like an elephant's cock there. What is going on? Like, what is happening?
All I got to do is just wear long pants.
They look fine there. Yeah, they look fine there.
Yeah, knees look good there. Yeah, knees look good in there.
I think standing up with the shadowing, it did have a kind of
didn't do him any favors.
Yeah, but that just means when I'm standing up, all the fat like bunches up near the front.
You know, cute with those lumpy knees.
Oh, my God. Dude, how come nobody would fucking tell me I got lumpy knees?
No, they cool.
You're
going to
be on wikiknee.com.
Yeah. Oh, man.
You could do a couple more leg days, I think. But
yeah, I got it. You started doing the commercial, and I got distracted immediately. I was like, this can't be my knee. Oh, my God.
If you did have a fat knee, though, which you don't, but if you did, like, you can't work it out. Like, how would you work out a kneecap?
I think you just got to learn. You just got to lose weight overall.
Liposuction, you can get all that.
You can lipo a kneecap?
Yeah.
Seems like a dangerous procedure.
There's a lot of fluid in the knees. You can get it out.
Really?
Yeah.
I might have to.
No.
That was a hideous.
Just a bad angle?
It's a bad angle. The sun
These guys are being good friends right now. I think I got fucking gross ass knees. All right, we're going to have to get into this.
You just got to
try to find another knee picture.
Hire a lighting guy next
yeah,
time.
A knee
make
lighting
sure,
guy.
Make sure
my knees are lit properly.
Oh, my God. Oh, all right. I'm sorry about this, boys. I didn't mean to
You got
to
put like eyeshadow on your kneecaps.
Yeah, like a little blush. Oh, that is a fucking gross looking knee. Oh, man. I'm not used to having gross looking parts, Walt.
Hey, man, it happens. Man.
It is happening.
You're used to other parts. You'll be praying that it's as obscure as a knee or as easy to hide. When it's just
well,
a
I
knee.
Already got to wear the beard to hide the double chin because, like, gravity's starting to pull that down.
Oh, yeah, I'll never not have a beard.
I mean, can I grow knee beards?
Well, that would be maybe get yourself an extra long merkin.
Yeah, a couple of merkins. Like
That'll look good hanging out of your shorts.
Tell him, Steve Dave, knee merkin. Tell him, the official tell him, Steve Dave, knee merkin. I'll get four color demons on it. That is weird, man. All right, sorry.
That's all right, all right. From early mornings to late nights, mom is always on the go, juggling work, family, and everything in between. This Mother's Day, treat her to Everyday Earbuds by Raycon because she deserves a moment to relax, recharge, and enjoy her favorite music, podcast, and crystal clear sound. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds are the perfect gift to your mom, whether she's hitting the gym, busy with work, or taking one of the many calls she habitually puts on the speaker each day. Give your mom the gift of premium audio that goes wherever she goes, and the latest model is better than ever. With a 32-hour battery life and multi-point connectivity that lets her pair two devices at once, she'll never ask you for Bluetooth help again.
Nice.
That I doubt. You don't know my mother. Speaking of battery, with Raycon's quick charge function, 10 minutes of charging yields 90 minutes of battery, and these earbuds also come with active noise cancellation, which is often difficult to find at such an accessible price point. And not with Raycon, starting at just half the price as other premium audio brands. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds come in a spectrum of vibrant colors to match your mom's style. What would my mom like? She likes, I think she likes purple.
Witchy robes.
Yeah. Yeah, something to complement her witchy robe.
Yeah.
I like Raycons. I used them on the plane the whole trip down.
Yeah.
Yep. Not a problem.
Sorry, I'm just staring at pictures of my knees. I can't fucking get over this.
If your mom's not liking a Raycons, they offer a 30-day happiness guarantee return policy. No questions asked. So go to Raycon, buyraycon.com/TESD to get 20% off site-wide.
I know you tell people.
What?
Old football injury.
On both knees?
On both knees.
Both knees, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So in college, you were, you know.
Yeah.
you're a Heisman candidate, but if not for these fucking knees.
Oh, you don't think this is drawing attention to them?
If anybody ever, if you catch anybody staring at your knees extra, you know, then you'd be like, oh, yeah. Mm. You're probably noticing my football injured knees.
Yeah. Please avert your eyes from my knees.
Oof. Joe Namath and me, you know, we go to the same knee doctor.
I can't afford a knee tuck.
Right now, Raycon is offering up to 20% site-wide when you go to buyraycon.com/TESD. That's buyraycon.com/TESD.
All right. Oh, that was the other thing, Walt. That I was bartending in several places, and I never once charged for a single drink. And then at the end, they were like, yo, where'd you ring up all those drinks? And I was like, I just gave away 30 or 40 drinks.
Yeah.
I was like, there's no way we could track these.
You're like, I need another case of champagne over here.
Yeah, I know. Well, you can't put me behind the bar. I don't have any training. And that was, you know.
Yeah, the expectation to transact, I think, was a little much.
I'm back there being a good time Charlie.
Yeah, now you're working there.
Yeah. Can't just look at my knees.
See, your knees look fine.
What other notes did I have from Key West? The ghost tour we didn't get into? Yeah, it's a trolley where you have a
– It's made up to look like a hearse.
Narrator. And it's made up to look like a hearse, and it's a trolley full of people, and you go through Key West, and you
drive around
the
streets.
This is a big ghost town, a lot of haunting.
Oh, yeah.
Hauntings. Yeah.
Its original name for the island is Bone Island or something like that, because there used to be so many corpses just lying around, pirate corpses.
A lot of pirate culture in general down there.
I've been there once, yeah.
It's beautiful. I got to get you there another time, Walt. Yeah. We can't even do a private plane. Private train?
Private train.
Yeah.
Now we're talking. I got a whole fucking train. Just me and the conductor?
Yeah. Like a caboose just for you.
You know? How many cars are we talking about? one for each of my pieces of luggage.
Yeah, why not, man? And if that's what it takes. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, well, like, this was a Tell 'em Steve Dave, like, it was ants.
Yeah,
and it's like,
I've heard. Yeah, it was a TSD. Get
we went
together.
All in.
Yeah, I've never rented a private plane, but I thought for next time, like instead of paying everybody's flights, man, you just get a private plane so we don't have to sit with the livestock and coach and shit. I booked mine late, man. I was all the way back in row 26. Yeah. I walk into the plane, I see this cocksucker in row 1, just not won't even make eye contact with me.
I go loudly too, so everybody can hear me. I'm like, keep moving. I'm like, get this animal to the back. Get him to the back.
I had a connecting flight from Miami to LaGuardia, and sitting in my row as the plane's filling up, and there's nobody next to me in like the next two seats.
Yeah,
and I'm just waiting for like these people to show up, and then finally like we're buttoned up, and I'm like, you go to this.
Get
a wind
again.
I'm like, yeah, am I allowed to sit next to the window? They're like, yeah. And so it was just me with my two phones out, watching the altitude, watching the speed. I had a map going showing exactly where I was over the country. Yeah. We flew over a storm. It was lightning. It was awesome.
Like the pilot knew less about where he was going than get him.
You know what announcement never has any traction is when you are fly to a city like Charlotte, Dallas, Miami, Chicago, where there's a lot of connections, and the flight attendant comes on and goes, we have a lot of people with a lot of tight connections. If you don't have a tight connection, if you could stay seated. And then as soon as the plane gets in, everyone's like, yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, everybody stands up.
No one does it.
I have a connection. Sure, why not?
Yeah, how do they know if I have a connection?
To my house.
It's funny. I feel like a sucker because I always wait.
I would wait. I would feel like I would wait too. I had a connection in Charlotte on the way home, and like no one did it. And I was like way in the back of the plane. I'm like, I know these people don't have connections. And then I had a home alone it to my other plane to make it. But yeah, no one ever pays attention to those.
Yeah, I had a long layover in Miami, so I was just you could just watch the people just booking it.
Yeah,
you're going from shuttle to shuttle.
How many flights have you taken in your life?
A couple when I was a kid. The last one I took was in 2006 or 2008 to learn how to kite surf.
Okay,
but that was a turboprop. Right. So it wasn't an actual jet.
So this was it, huh?
Yeah. I had a great time.
Yeah.
Everything was great.
Yeah.
But especially the flight back because we flew up over the storm.
You love that shit.
Yeah. I fell asleep like 20 minutes.
How often would you say the
– Shocking.
The words – how often would you say the words Jimmy the Hair Guy were mentioned? Because it seems like a lot.
People were loving that Jimmy was hating that he wasn't there.
People were like, why did Jimmy not come to this? Yeah. What the fuck? How did he miss this?
Well, part of me falling into my phone falling into the pool story was like, I wish Jimmy was there because I would have sent him in the water after the pool. I mean, after the phone. So.
Oh, Jimmy missed out, man. Jimmy the Hair Guy was requested.
Oh, man. He's probably one of the biggest regrets of his life, I bet you.
He was very upset in our Yenta chat.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to fucking black all you guys. And I'm sick of hearing about Key West.
Jimmy, I don't know, bro.
But anyway, the Ghost Trolley tour.
All this to get it, to, just to get back at Jimmy. The whole thing was just to get at him.
The Ghost Trolley tour, there were like
So five of these trolleys with 40 people on each. And they have a ghost host who's in character. Almost like the guy at Haunted Mansion. Like, welcome to the boom. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just wanted to set that up.
Oh, no. So Q and Jiggy put people on each trolley. Like, they put Joan Bergio and Joanna on one and then put me and Ming on another. Like, you know, and then they gave us headsets so that we could also comment. Which did not happen for me because my dude was like, this is my show and I'm not going to stop talking once, motherfucker. You're not going to – the only interjection was that when the guy mentioned something about yellow fever sweeping the island at one point, Ming goes, hey!
But this was like
– That was
fresh,
it.
You still had the patch on like minutes before the ghost
that's true,
so
too.
I don't know how much was it, the patch or the guy.
Yeah, I don't know. This guy, like even Mary Beth was like, wow, he talked. Like because we've done it before a couple times.
Well, they told us. They're like, listen, we got our best ghosts who are going to be on the trolley. So I think some people wanted to – I think they wanted
impress.
To do
a Are you job, in yeah. a mixture with people who aren't a part
no,
of
the No,
party?
All of it was only QS escapees.
Oh, so that's weird then that they wouldn't allow –
Only on his, because
only on mine.
And Bergio and Jonna took over the whole thing. Oh, she was dressed like a fish. It was fucking hysterical.
That was funny.
And Steve Byrne, I heard, had like a rockin' one.
Oh, yeah.
Where he was just sniping everybody on the street and like going after the ghost stories and stuff.
I think he teed up his trolley like right away. He goes, after this, I'm buying everyone's shot. So he had him like in their pocket the entire time.
I was told Steve Byrne was an animal and he didn't do anything to disprove that.
No.
Everybody's
like, he is
Steve
a wild
Byrne's
man.
Coming. When he's coming, everything's getting turned up.
Yeah, I remember Joe DeRosa's like, he's got a tray with like 30 shots on it.
He bought 120 shots.
Yeah, he got everyone on the trolley three shots or two, at least two or three shots.
We had, the artist had run. Free open bar.
You mean like $1,000?
Hundreds of dollars worth of shots.
Oh, yeah,
there's
a tray.
That was
just one round.
Yeah, it was crazy.
That was just one round.
He's such a party animal.
Oh, well, that's what you got to do. You got to buy everybody a shot on the trolley.
That's all I got to do to win their favor. Yeah. I just, at the end, I go, I'm just glad that me and Ming offered so much to you guys.
Steve, when he got down to Key West, he walked in our house. He was there for not even 30 seconds. He goes, I'm going to get Jameson. I'll be back. He was in the house for 30 seconds, left to get Jameson.
Yeah, him and Ming really got into it.
And then at the end, like when it wraps up, like usually you go into this building. Like, I'm not sure I can't remember what's
shipwreck
in there.
Museum.
The Shipwreck Museum.
It's an old-timey looking wooden building. Looks like it was built in the 1800s.
But instead, like we pull up and we do sort of a semicircle around this area where there's like this raised platform or whatever you would call it.
Yeah, it's a balcony.
Like a balcony, right.
That's it right there.
And Jiggy comes out and he says a few words, and then Q comes out dressed as like what I assume to be a dead pirate.
Sherman the Scumbag. Yeah, dead pirate.
A dead pirate.
Pirate ghost.
The pirate ghost, yeah. And does he have any pictures of – he must have some pictures of Sherman the Pirate.
There's a bunch up, Sherman the Scumbag. Yeah, it was the only part of the festival that I kind of feel that I lost control of myself a little bit. Because it was midnight.
Right.
And at that point, I was like, holy shit,
I need
to drink.
Did you become Sherman?
I did okay. I didn't get unprofessional, but I probably dropped a one F-bomb more than I wanted to.
It was different. It was funny. Like I told Q, like Mary Beth was like, he didn't have to dress up like a pirate. He wanted to.
I was very happy.
Yeah, I have to agree. I wasn't expecting that.
Hey, man, I'm there. There it is. Sherman the Scumbag.
There he is.
What's on your face?
White white face.
Oh, okay. I thought that problem with the knee was spreading to the face.
I mean, I don't look good in that photo. It's not a great photo.
And this was the night that your throat got blown out too.
That's my throat getting blown out in Key West right there. Yeah, because we were all singing. We were all up there singing really for three hours.
You took my phone at one point when we went to Irish Kevin's as Sherman the Scumbag to make a call. And then you hand my phone back to me. It's just covered in white. It was like disgusting sweat and ink or whatever was on your face.
So, yeah, it was great. And thank you to everybody that came. And thank you to everybody online that supported us, even if you didn't come. It was one of the best things of my life. I loved it.
Yeah, when I arrived, there was a whole big swag bag there with a shirt. Again, something I did not expect, with like shirts and hat. I'm wearing the hat right now. All kinds of stuff. And booze. But the one thing that was in there, a watch. Yeah, really nice watch.
Yeah.
The one thing that was in there that was my favorite was Q had typewritten a note thanking me for coming. It was so tight. I felt like get him. I got like choked up and shit. Yeah. That's how much it meant.
All the talent that came, I typed them out little personal notes.
Oh, yeah. It was really nice.
Yeah. DeRosa told me he cried too. I was like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was great. It was very special. I was very happy. But, you know, onwards and upwards.
Mm-hmm.
What do we do next? What did I miss around here?
You know
here?
What we forgot about, too?
What's that?
On the pontoon boat, how Rachel became fascinated with Get'em.
Oh yeah.
That was amazing. So Rachel is a comic. She's amazing. Like, she's well-established. She's out there in the world.
Rachel Feinstein, right?
Yeah, did I not
Rachel,
say that?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, so she's established. She's a big, like, headliner comedian. Because Get'em's he's a notable figure on a boat when he's in his shorts and we're all headed out and he's got the beard whipping in the wind. And he's
like, it looks like something you dragged on board from the sea. Yeah.
And she just asked, like, who's that? And I just started telling her the real story of Get'em. And she was fucking fascinated in a way that I didn't expect. Like, she started, like, I started going, Rachel, I go, are you developing a crush on Get'em right now? She's like, I want to know everything about him. And then we were in the water, and we're all in the water, and the water's only like 3 feet deep. So we're all sitting on the sand in the sandbar with this crystal blue water around us. And Rachel's just doing her thing, and she's telling these stories. She's basically doing a stand-up set in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're all dying laughing. And she keeps looking at Get'em. And then how did the Cochrane thing came up?
You were telling about the optional bar.
So there's a closing optional bar up there where you could go naked in Key West if you want. Every time you go, there's some weird dude wearing a cock cage, like a cage around his penis.
When I was up there, it was like a huge Prince Albert.
So I told that, and she goes, what do you mean? She goes, what do you mean a penis cage? What do you mean? And I'm like, you never – and then Get'em's like, oh, and he starts describing what they're for. And who wears them? And she floated across half the ocean to get next to him, to sit down next to him. And then I watched Get'em explain to her what a penis cage was. It was fucking –
I don't know. I've never heard of it either.
Apparently in the
– what, so it keeps it caged in? Like,
I think it comes with a lock.
If you have like a master, like a female –
so it's like a chastity belt?
It's a BDSM thing. Yeah, for men.
For men.
But it's shaped like – Get'em, why don't you explain? Oh, there it is.
Well, there it is, yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like a slinky, like you fell down the stairs using your slinky. Yeah. and then you landed, oh my God, it's around
how
like
that happened.
And the best of it all is after Get'em's done describing it, like the conversation's about to move on, and then he just went, and you can't get hard in it. Like, it was like a minute after the conversation ended, he threw in that fact, and we were all dying.
Now,
fucking
why can't
laughing.
You? Why can't you? Couldn't
Get'em,
a determined person get erect in it?
I don't think there's no room to grow.
It's pretty tight,
snug. It's a snug cage.
Yeah.
Oh, it's. It looked to me like more like a.
No, it doesn't grow.
Oh, like it expands.
Like,
you thought.
You know, like a.
Like a slinky.
Like a slinky. Yeah.
No, that's right. Fixed. That's a fixed position.
Yeah. Oh. What would be it's so? Oh wow.
Oh, it's only $40 for that
for the
blue steel one.
There's some wacky people out there. Man.
Yeah, can you imagine? Like, can you imagine suggesting
sizes?
To your wife? I had this idea.
Well, you know, maybe if I had gone to Key West, maybe she'd be like, you can go, But you got to bring
Slinky. Hey, if that's what it takes, well, you know, well, it's only $40. We'll get you down there. Yeah. But yeah, Rachel was so funny, man. She was into it. Yeah. Not, you know.
You got to be real careful, too. You don't get any hair caught in that fucking cage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be painful shit.
That's probably part of the point.
They sell them on Amazon.
Oh, it's for pain?
No, it's for submission and dominance.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
How do you know so much about it, Kim?
You know, just like, you know, I know about some certain websites that Bri brought up.
Go on.
I'm, you know, I kind of know. I try to know a lot about everything.
Uh-huh. I bet you do.
Yeah.
I bet you do.
I can't believe they sell them on Amazon. They got a stubby little unit right there in the second row.
$39.99. Oh, $19.
It's that one that's, yeah, two over. It's a little stubby little unit.
What is that
thing? Little cock.
This is weird.
Right,
it's a bunch
Amazon
of dudes in a room looking at fucking cock cages.
Oh, you have to pick the size.
Whew.
Has two keys just in case. Just in case you lose one.
Yeah, in case you lose one.
Well, they said, didn't somebody say that they met somebody up there?
I did. That was the story I was telling.
Oh, that was the story.
Yeah,
okay.
The Garden of Eden is the top floor of this. There's a bowl and the whistle, and then the top floor is the Garden of Eden. It's a clothing optional bar. But it's been there forever. Like, everybody knows about it. Yeah. So you go up there, and it's everybody's in clothes except for these two old dudes just standing around. And I told the story about last time I went, a couple with the Firehouse guys, we went up there to check it out, and there was a dude just sitting there with one of with his penis in one of these things. And that started the conversation, yeah. He said his mistress makes him go to the bar and sit there naked for a certain amount of time every day as like a
– humiliation thing?
Yeah, yeah. He seemed happy, Walt. He didn't seem like he was having a bad time.
I don't think I saw anybody up there who wasn't having a good time.
They have great music. Notorious have great DJs up there.
Yeah.
Really?
Notorious have like some of the best music in Key West is at that bar.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
They have the great great DJs who do it.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Yeah. Huh.
I think I see a retirement plan for him.
And no phones allowed whatsoever.
Oh, so you want to take a picture of the
You just pull out your phone. The security guy comes right down.
And grabs you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was weird. There was a bachelorette party that decided to all go topless. You guys weren't there the first night.
No.
We went there Wednesday night and there was a full-on bachelorette party where the bride and all the they were topless and they just had heart-shaped nipple covers.
Okay.
And they were all just up there fucking partying.
Having
man.
A blast. They looked like they were having a blast.
Yeah.
Damn.
And they were in their like early 30s, so it wasn't like it was just a complete fucking horror show. Me and my knees. Me and my old fucking janky, just disgusting elephant knees.
Fucking killing the buzz.
Yeah.
Ew. Let me go stand next to that guy with the fucking cage on his cock so no one notices his knees.
I got a knee cage. Yeah, it was great. It was great. Thank you to everybody who came. And I think there's no reason we wouldn't do another one, man.
No.
It was – except to ruin the memory of this one. Like, how could it go that well again?
I mean, even the weather was like boom,
perfect.
It was
perfect. Like literally like three perfect days in a row. Like 80 degrees every day. No weather-related issues.
Nice little breeze. Keep you cool.
I couldn't believe with all the drinking, like – I mean – some of us were drinking 12 hours a day. There was no drama, like no inter-drama.
Yeah.
Well, Jamie Lee DeRose's friend that he brought was like, I can't believe how much you guys all love each other. She said, I've never seen it like this. She goes, everybody in this room says goodnight. People are like, all right, I love you, bud. Talk to you later. Right. She's like, you all just seem to really love each other and like each other. And I'm like, yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Welcome to the party. Anyway, there you go. That's the catch-up.
All right. Let me knock these next two out.
All right.
The thing about being a guy is, Jiggy, I'm going to school you on something.
Tell me.
We're pretty much stuck with what we've got appearance-wise.
These knees.
Male makeup to go along with your powdered wig. I don't quite get that one. A pec push-up bra. What would the bros say? What would your bros say if you were wearing a pec push-up bra, do you think?
You look hot.
Yeah.
You know whose bros are.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Finally, MeUndies is unveiling their latest gifts to help men feel big, the contoured pouch and ball caddy, the micromodal sling that keeps things separated and lifted, and 9 out of 10 women swear the sophisticated brief technology will make you look huge. And that's what matters, right? From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. I'm wearing them right now. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. MeUndies is just isn't about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear. Responsibly sourced, problem-free philosophy. If you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies. Good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping on orders of $75 or more at MeUndies.com/TESD. Enter promo code TESD. That's MeUndies.com/TESD. Code TESD for 20% off. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. And then the very last one is Factor. My wife loves their smoothies. Make this your best season yet with nutritious two-minute meals from Factor. Eating well has never been this easy. Just heat up and enjoy it, giving you more time to do what you want to do. Get outside instead of prepping and cooking indoors. Factor meals arrive fresh and ready to eat, perfect for any active lifestyle. With 45 weekly menu options, you can pick gourmet meals that fit your goals. Choose from Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, Keto, and more. Factor powers your day with satisfying breakfast, on-the-go lunches, premium dinners, and guilt-free snacks and desserts. It's easy to savor more this spring. Factor Meals pack in the flavor with none of the fuss. Get started at factormeals.com/TESD50 off and use code TESD50 off to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. That's code TESD50 off at factormeals.com/TESD50 off for 50% off plus free shipping. All right. That is nice. It for the ads.
Nice work.
Mm-hmm. What were we talking about now? You were I texted Walt as you were doing the five questions, which I thought was really good.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you did five questions with Brian Quinn.
So, yeah, Chuck was actually concerned about your reaction to it. So, like 2 years ago, Audio Boom asked me this is podcast distribution company asked me to do a podcast from, and I said, "Yeah, I'll do it." And then I did what I did and dragged it out for 2 years. We had to fill the open spot in the show. So I was like, well, fuck it. Why don't we just do five stupid questions? That was the podcast idea. And so the show opened up with five stupid questions. But Chuck was like, did you tell Brian and Walt about this? He was very concerned that you guys would be upset that there was a second podcast up on that stage that didn't
– that wasn't TSD related.
He seemed to think you guys were going to be upset that I had that – another podcast going.
I gotta tell you,
you started another podcast.
Well, that's what I'm telling you.
Like the first episode?
No, I still owe them like 10 episodes. I still owe Audio Boom like 10 episodes or something. So I'm gonna do this. And Chuck was upset about the unity of us.
And I said, gotta tell you, it didn't occur to me.
I was not like, once. I was like, they have 10 podcasts. I said, I used to do it with Sayo, and he was like, no, you should just run it by them first. You should tell right. them. And I was like, yeah, go. Did you tell Brian to do that when he was doing whatever that other podcast? He's like, no, I just think you should tell him. So he was very concerned.
It's nice that he's concerned, but yeah, that did not occur to me. Okay. Like, what's this all about?
Hey.
No, I was enjoying it. I thought you did a great job.
Thank you. Yeah, it was we pulled people from the audience up and asked them about their job. It's like a little interview.
Yeah, that girl Megan yesterday, she was a funeral.
She worked at a cemetery receptionist.
Yeah.
We had Fatone. We had Get Him. I had one question for Get Him, and it was like, what the fuck do you do? What do we pay you for? And he couldn't really answer. He couldn't really answer. There was a lot. Look at his face right there. A lot of hemming and hawing.
was he inebriated?
Were you drunk at that point?
No, I think I had – like when we started going out, that's when –
Gotcha.
What was your answer? What did you tell them?
I said I have various duties that I complete. things like helping take care of Teddy. That got a huge –
he brought that up. Teddy got a big round of applause.
Teddy, yeah. Yeah. Teddy chant arose. Yeah.
And that was it.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's when you can tell people really listen, when they start chanting for a dog. Awesome.
Yeah. I think I had some dad waters at that point. So,
okay. Yeah. Gotcha. Great. Yeah. But you did great. Fatone, DeRosa killed, and then people from the audience. It was fun.
I have various duties. It's the best. That should be a t-shirt
answer. You can say that about any job anywhere. No. Oh, I have various duties.
My wife asked me like when she's gone for a couple hours, what did you do? I'm like, I have various duties.
I did various things.
I have various,
you can say to a fucking astronaut, what do you do? I have various duties.
Various duties.
You can go to a pimp. What do you do? I have various duties.
Little this, little that.
I forgot too. At one point, Get Him burst in on an unsuspecting woman in the bathroom.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was like – I did wonder too because like the door was shut. It's in a very common area. It's right off the kitchen. And there was a girl in there changing her into her bathing suit.
She's one of us. She's a friend.
Yeah, she's a friend. Yeah, it wasn't like an attendee or something. So instead of like knocking on the door and seeing if somebody's in there, Getum just opens the door up.
I would have assumed it was locked.
And you saw it all, right?
Yeah, you saw it all.
You would have assumed it was locked.
Yeah, but could it have been locked?
It was locked, but the locks in these houses don't work. They're like
150 years old.
Yeah, there's these tiny little, like you push a tiny little pin and it's supposed to like keep it locked. Because I walked in on Mary Beth taking a shower because I had to like brush my teeth or something. And she was like, how'd you get in here? I locked it. I was like, these locks are not the best.
Yeah, she handled it well.
Yeah.
Oh, she was like, if anybody was going to do it, she goes, if anybody was going to do it, I'm glad it's Getum because he probably needs it the most. I was like, that is a cool cat, man. Yeah. Like, that's a cool character. Yeah, it was great. I forgot about that, Getum. That's probably why you're so happy on that fucking boat.
Yeah.
Dancing, shaking that sand out of your asshole.
A never-ending sand pile.
And I go to Getum, where did that sand come from? And he went, my pockets, I hope. And the weirdest thing is like where it fell out of you was the only exit to the boat was this little – like 4-foot gate that opened, and in front of the gate was just a pile of Getum's ass sand. So everybody had to walk over the ass sand to get out of the boat. I was like, "Yeah, this is it. This is what we promised you, people."
Did it make you feel good that Rachel fell too? Like you weren't the only one to fall over the weekend.
Oh yeah, Rachel tripped in the parking lot. Yeah, Rachel,
oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she fell in the parking lot.
Right,
yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
She went down. I was right behind her. I was like, "Holy shit!"
But she bounced right up.
She didn't care.
She was all right.
She'd scream out for Ming and Chuck and came to help her.
No, did not. That fucking – you have video of that sand full of pictures of that sand?
I think
– I have some video of it. It's hard to see it because it's so like you know, the way it's lit, but you can see it piling up.
Yeah.
I'll send it to you.
That's so funny, man. So funny.
It's just so great. The boat ride and everything.
I was happy seeing you in that water. I really was. Oh, yeah. I was like, oh, man, I don't know how many opportunities he's going to get to like stand in this water like this.
Because I'm sure shit not inviting him back.
No, that's not true. I don't think I could do it without him at this point.
Well, it was funny. When I flew out, I had my little map running.
Yeah.
And I had marked where we had gotten off the boat. And the plane literally went over the exact spot that we – it was – no, I don't want to say the name of the place.
It doesn't matter.
It was Jewfish Bay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all right.
I don't want to seem racist by saying something that's named that.
Oh, because it's Jewfish?
Jewfish,
yeah.
I guess.
Is that the type of fish, though?
I think so.
Yeah, it was Jewfish Channel.
That's
where we were?
Yeah. Jewfish Channel. Wow, we were – Which that's is Jewfish pretty cool.
Basin, yeah.
Oh, we were pretty far out there.
Yeah, it took about 40 minutes to get out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. You're like you ride out for 40 minutes and then get out and you're up to your knees.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
It's so nice, man. It's so nice. But there we go.
Yeah, that was about it for the weekend, I think.
That's
right?
About it. Yeah, I think we covered everything with the festival.
This made me laugh. Not laugh, but, well, it made me laugh. Just because it's such bad luck. Like, this is Final Destination shit. Maybe Walt actually reminded me because it's Chick-fil-A worker. Chick-fil-A worker 67 survives car crash only to fall to her death in a deep hidden well as she tries to get help.
Oh, my God. What the fuck is that? Holy shit.
Yeah. She got into a car crash and she was on the side of the road and I guess she walked like to the side of the road to wait for help or something.
Oh, my God.
And then she was found deceased at the bottom of the well that was surrounded by very thick brush near where her car was found. Can you imagine the shitty luck? But that is definitely Final Destination type shit.
I mean, like, Jesus Christ. 67, you're just every part of it. You're at the bottom of a well wearing a Chick-fil-A outfit.
Yeah. If you survive to the bottom, you hope that you just die on impact so you're not there. Like,
is that them trying to pull her out?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that sucks.
That's like an old well.
Why the fuck is that open?
That should be covered.
Yeah, right? They should definitely have something over that.
Yeah, even a plank of wood, anything.
Yeah.
Somebody's got a lawsuit. It's coming.
There's tons of them, though, like these old mines and stuff. Like in mining areas. Like they just – that's what's happening to Route 80 right now is there were some old mines and stuff that they –
oh, really?
They just built Route 80 right over these mines and never thought to
start to collapse?
Yeah.
Oh,
both sides. There's like these huge sinkholes up in like closer to the Poconos than here.
Sounds like a Pennsylvania thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, so they got a couple sinkholes going on Route 80.
All right.
Yeah, there you go.
Sinkholes happen a lot in Florida. Those are crazy. They had one, a famous case in Winter Park where I went to school. there was a sinkhole underneath a Porsche dealership. And this was like, I think in the 80s, and like all, like 100 Porsches all went to the bottom of this huge sinkhole.
I'm told that's because they sucked all the water out of the land.
I don't know. I think they're like water pockets. I think they're like old water pockets.
That's what I mean. Like they were filled with water and then they sucked the water out. And then it's just this empty space that wasn't there before.
Yeah, I know it happened at a Corvette museum.
Oh, man, that sucks.
Wait, it happened at a Porsche place and a Corvette?
I know of the Corvette place. It was at the National Corvette Museum that one happened recently.
The odds, though. Porsche and Corvette?
Yeah. Sinkhole loves a nice car.
No one wants to drive.
That's the devil trying to get a fucking his hands on a set of cool wheels.
Able to get one.
I think if you look Winter Park, Florida, that's where it happened.
Yeah.
Oh, is that it? No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Porsches, yeah.
What year was that?
81.
1981, yeah.
How old were you in 81?
I was – my parents weren't even married yet. I wasn't born. Born in 86.
All right, well, there you go.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jesus. Wow, you're that young. 86? Goddamn, boy.
No, look at this guy. So what did we miss up here, Walt? What did we miss in the office while we were gone?
Oof, it was very quiet.
Yeah?
It was just as hot as the house West, you guys were at.
Yeah.
I looked at the thermometer. It was 84 in here on Saturday. Oh,
God.
But, you know, me and the Rons
kind
of bonded over the weekend.
All right.
I kept the door open in case I wanted to come in.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you made up.
Why was I upset with the Rons?
Wasn't there stuff in the hallway? And
Yeah, he was kind of bad. Yeah, yeah. He told me it was just a bad day.
Oh, yeah. He apologized?
He didn't apologize, but he bitched so much else about other things that I was happy to hear him bitch about. I kind of let it go.
Right, okay.
We kind of had a mutual person to bitch about.
Nice.
And we bonded over that.
That's not bad. That sounds like a good weekend, too. get him. What's next for you, bud? What's next on your various duties?
Today?
Yeah.
I might possibly help out the guy cleaning out the back room right now.
Oh, he's here?
Yeah.
Oh, wait,
what? What happened?
Oh, that's who was at the door.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But there was a listener has – he. That's what his thing is. I guess he has a little bit of OCD. And you met him. He's an old-time OG listener. He was there from the beginning. He's actually watched a couple of episodes back when we first started. His name is Josh.
Okay.
And he was on a gaming pod, and he's won prizes from us. He's been around for so long, but his thing is cleaning.
Like he likes it?
Yeah. Like he likes organizing. It's his OCD, and he was like, "Can I get a crack at this?" Like this is like would be my Super Bowl and my World Series combined to try to clean this.
Oh my God.
And I was like, sure, go for it.
Just free labor. That's what
get him supervises.
Oh my God. Jeez Louise.
He's not supervising. He's probably like
getting in the way.
No, he's probably having 17 ulcers because shit is getting moved. And I'm fucking, yeah, go ahead. Keep. I hope you give 18 ulcers. You're the reason why it's the way it is.
I wonder, does he do that for work or is it just like a side hobby to clean?
I think it's a hobby, but
he's compelled to do it.
Yeah. It's more of a compulsion than a hobby. We can ask him right now. I can go get him.
I mean, why not? But don't you have any pride? Aren't you like, hey, man, that's my job. That's my job. You're
that's
not taking
my job.
That's
got to be one of the various duties.
Like in the fire department, if a lieutenant or a captain's like, hey, hand me your Paligon for a second, you never give up your tool. You're like, no, chief, what do you need? That's my job. You never give up your job. What the fuck?
Yeah, he doesn't.
Hey,
think
what's
like
going
that.
On, bud? All right, yeah, of course, yeah.
Josh.
What's up, Josh?
How you doing?
Jeez Louise, what are you doing?
Killing myself.
why are you here doing his job for him?
He's not doing his job.
Yeah. So you've volunteered to come in and do his job for him?
I think so, yeah. Unfortunately.
That's the craziest shit. Get him. You're all right with this?
Sure. Yeah, you hear that?
How are you okay with this? How is this not like a pride thing? Like, this is my job. Like, a guy's not coming in here and taking care of my shit, my various duties.
Or I let it get so fucked up we had to call in a specialist.
Yeah, this is like hoarders.
I mean, if someone can do a job better than I can, I mean, it's
your job. Yeah, better than you job. Can.
Yes.
Is what you're saying.
Yes.
That is wild, man.
Or an aspect of my job.
Uh-huh.
What, better than okay.
I knew it would drive him bonkers. Yeah. So that's why I was like, abso-fucking-lutely. Abso-fucking-lutely. Yeah. Get in here now, and anything you see that you think can go out the fucking door into the dumpster, carte blanche, bitch.
Wow. How many hours have you put aside for this?
This is the first day. I've been in and out a couple times. Yeah, I'm sorry. I've been in and out a couple times.
And you got eyes on that mess?
Yeah.
Did I exaggerate at all?
No. Okay. If anything, you underplayed it.
Yeah, probably.
Are you taking before and after pictures, I hope?
Oh, shit. I should have.
Yeah.
I will.
It's still early in the process.
Still early in the game.
Well,
yeah.
I made a big hole back there already.
Wow.
Do you think this is mostly an organizational issue or a trash removal issue?
It's a bit of both.
That's tough to sort through.
It is. That's why I need to get him around and Walt.
Well, because Ginnam's definition of trash is not necessarily our definition of trash.
But you have a family that you're taking time away from for this?
Yeah.
Incredible.
And you're so into organizing that you're like, I'll do it.
It's a compulsion.
Yeah. You got to do it.
I do it at home.
Wish my wife suffered from that.
Well, he can stop by and
yeah. Do you want to take over my wife's duties too?
Well, what are we talking here?
Is that offer open to everyone?
I could see a very thorough man. I bet you could do a pretty good job. Maybe not as good as Mary Beth, but I bet
you. Oh, no, I bet you could.
I got a pretty mouth.
Oh, boy.
You like to pray, right?
Wow, I can't conceive of it. It's almost like you're doing charity work for this guy.
In a way, yeah.
Are you getting a free T-shirt or a hat?
Yeah, get him. How are you repaying him?
Yeah.
You hadn't thought of that yet,
yeah,
have you?
Yeah. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
All right.
And when you dig it out. Wow.
I mean, forward to it, being able to get back there.
I can't believe Chuck's not here filming this. Like, it feels like it should be a special of some sort.
The decluttering of the office.
And his reaction. Just keep a camera on him. Get him.
Like, what are you going to do? Before and after. You have it before. Do you have it before? You got to have it before picture, right?
You're okay with this, get him? A guy coming in doing your job?
Please, talk freely. This is a podcast. This is what people are wanting to hear. They don't want to hear you just shake your head.
And go,
That's my reaction.
But try to explain it in fucking words.
I'm dealing.
But how do you, like I wouldn't.
Are you spiraling?
I don't know if I'm necessarily spiraling or not.
Are you angry at yourself a little bit? Like, why didn't I get this done?
No way. No way. There's no fucking way he's angry at himself. He's angry that I fucking agreed to it.
Yeah.
But this is a fucking a long burn. Because remember, like, at the end of the year, I was like, you guys got to fucking take him on.
Yeah.
You guys got to do something.
Yeah, I took him to QS.
That's not doing something.
No,
that's not doing something. So then when that Josh shows up,
yeah,
I'm like, I see, I'm like, I calculate, and I'm like, this will burn his ass. So, yeah, you can do it.
It's a spite cleaning.
Yeah.
Wow. And Josh, how do you feel about that? Are you okay being used in that manner?
I don't feel like I'm being used.
Do you?
You wouldn't like a nice decluttered space?
I would love it. I would love it. Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, I think it's a win-win, don't you?
I do think it's a win-win. I just can't, like I was saying, when you went out to get them, like in the fire academy, they tell you never give up your tools. The captain wants give me that and pull that wind to do something. You say, what do you need? What do you need? What do you need? What do you need? You never, ever give up your tools. It's the number one thing. And if they do it, you're an asshole. So I'm shocked to my core right now that Ginnam has given up his tools.
He's not following the fireman's code.
He's not asking the captain, what do you need? What do you need, boss? What do you need? Wow.
Well, you've never been trained like that.
Wow. Where'd you go? Oh, what's this? A picture?
I asked for this picture to be hung in December.
Get out.
He sits at the foot of his office, desk.
Yeah, let's call it that.
Since December.
I'll hang that next time I come back.
You could probably find that to hang it today, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, man, get him. This is bad. Uh-oh. You going to start crying?
No.
He's got that look in his eyes, the wet eyes, shrink-wrapped in tears. Yeah.
Well, should I, the if big he moosey. Did, I should feel bad?
I don't think you should, no. No.
I mean, it's at a point, like, it's not going to happen. Yeah. Unless Josh does it, it's not happening.
Wow.
It came to that.
It came to
there
Josh.
There was no...
Josh is the wolf.
There was no expectations yeah. that it would ever get done, yeah. In my opinion. If it had been this long and nobody was willing to make it happen.
Right.
And then God sends a Josh into my life.
Yeah.
I mean, I think if God opens a door, you walk through it.
Yeah, I think so. I agree. He's a Tell Him Steve Dave wolf. He comes in with unsolvable problems and he solves them. Wow, man. Look at that. Get him. How could you handle this? How could you take this?
I'm dealing.
How? Because he's getting paid the same exact if Josh does it or he does it.
Right. Or he doesn't do it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. But I would be like, Josh, come back tomorrow and we'll do this together. And then I'd spend all night doing it.
Because you'd feel almost like, I mean, like we employ him, but also he's our friend.
Yeah.
So you'd think like as a friend you wouldn't want
to. He wouldn't take advantage of us like this.
You would think so.
Yeah, but here we are.
Once it gets done, I think, you know.
Do you think he'll be able to maintain it?
Maintaining is the issue, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Will you maintain it, get him, and not throw your shit around?
I will try. I mean, it's a lot of it is more stuff comes in. You know, as we do different productions, we get more and more things like totes for certain shows.
Yeah.
And it can only go into so many places.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's our fault.
No.
Just from what I've seen so far, it there's ways we can consolidate a lot.
Wow.
I there was a huge box back there. I'm talking like 3 feet by 4 feet and maybe a foot wide. And it had like two little pictures at the bottom of it and nothing else.
That does,
it was just taking up all that space.
Let me ask you something. You looked at that box and figured that out. Did you go to school for this? Do you have a degree in this? Like, how did you come to know that box didn't need to be there empty?
I opened it.
Oh, okay. And did you go to school for that, or you just opened the box?
This guy's a natural.
Yeah, he is.
It was probably the picture we just pulled out that you wanted to use for the clown.
No, it's
– No, the clown is out here.
No,
don't talk back to Josh.
You work for him now.
Because what was at the bottom of that box was a couple of devils.
Yes, but there pictures. Was there's stuff that was in there before that
look
has
him,
since
look
been
at him
removed.
Trying so hard.
Well, no, it's true. We got the yeah.
Okay.
All right. You're wrong.
It was stuff that we had packed at 65 or 35 to 65 and then 65 to here.
Wasn't that like 4 years ago?
Yeah.
He's had no need for it yet.
Yeah.
So, but one of the things is it's right behind the ping pong table stuff over there. So that was stored in there, but it's since been removed into here.
Makes perfect sense. Josh, I'm going to need you to take pictures.
Yeah, we'll definitely document your journey.
Yeah, I will please. Do that. We're going to need to. Yeah. I'm going to need to know more about this. I can't wait for next week. I can't wait to walk in.
Well, how long do you think you need? Is it really a week long endeavor? I thought maybe it would be a couple days at most.
There's a lot there. More than I expected.
Yeah.
You know, honestly. There's a couch in there, right? Can you see it?
There's a couch in there,
yeah. Yeah.
Well, he's mostly talking about the costume room right now.
Oh, you're talking about the costume room. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. When you first walk into what was supposed to be the break room, yeah.
Yeah, I sort of see where the couch is, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
But I just found a... I just found an empty stick of antiperspirant or deodorant sitting on the floor. That was one of the things I just found. I mean, I'm just – as I'm moving things, I'm like, oh, what's that?
We're going to see him next week. He's like, I think I'm changing my compulsions. I think I have a compulsion not to come back here.
Yeah, I mean
– cured.
I don't know that it's going to be a week. I can't be here every day.
Yeah.
I come down.
Why not?
Well, you're not paid to be, Josh.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I think that fell out of my old laundry bag.
An empty one?
No, it's got stuff in it.
No,
the bag.
No, okay.
Yeah.
Now he's getting lippy with you, Josh.
There's one deodorant that's empty, completely empty. There's one that's sitting on the floor, also sitting on the floor somewhere else that looks like it has stuff in it. For the moment I left that.
that might have came out of my.
But the empty one, like, why do you think we might have kept that, Josh? Well, when you looked at that, what makes you be like, oh, I know why they have this? Anything come to mind?
Nothing.
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 Okay. Get him anything come to mind on that?
Again, it's probably my old laundry bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It has to be driving you crazy, though, because I remember like when we first got in the office, Mary Beth came in and she was organizing some stuff and she had like consolidated all, get him shit into one box. And she was like, I thought he was going to cry. Mm. Like she thought you might have been that upset that she was moving stuff around.
Yeah, well,
I know you resented it. I know that.
No,
much.
No. Some of my stuff entered into some of TSD stuff, and a couple things disappeared. And
like what receipts?
Soul shit.
No,
what disappeared?
90-degree iPhone cables.
And who do you think took them?
I don't know. I think it may have just been possibly mistakenly thrown out. I'm not saying anyone took them. I'm just saying they disappeared.
Josh will find them.
I don't think so.
I did find a box of cables.
Whoa.
Oh, all kinds of cables and wires.
No, wow. Yeah, that's a different box.
You have to apologize to Mary Beth. Josh. Yeah.
Okay, of course.
Why would the cables be in that?
Yeah. What was I thinking?
These were brand new iPhone cables. All the stuff in the cable boxes, like XLR cables and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I think a before and after picture is an obvious thing that I'd like to see out of this, but I'd also like to see some of Josh's discoveries.
Yeah.
Because there's got to be some real gems then.
Yeah, like, are we going to find dead animals and shit? Or you know, like interesting squashed trinkets.
You might find a something dead back there.
Okay. Well, there you go, Josh.
Well, like you find a dead elf in the front room. So,
All right. Here we go. All right. Well, I'm looking forward to this. I already can't wait for next week's episode to get the update on this and see how it does. Josh, please document this. As much as you can.
I wish I had taken a picture of that area before I created the hole.
I'm sure there's still plenty there that people can look at in a photo. And, you know, even if you want to do a time lapse, you know,
I've heard
worse ideas is all I'm saying.
Yeah. Do you have a GoPro?
I do not.
Damn.
No.
But iPhone does it.
iPhone does it too now, right? Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right.
I think there's one in there. You just got to find it.
Just get in there. Then you got to find the cable. Then you charge it up. And then you can do that.
And in Josh's defense, he's not the first listener that has come to me and be like, I want to tackle that back room for you.
Really?
On the Black Fridays, I had multiple people be like, hey, do you mind if I come down during the week and clean up?
Wow.
That's such a weird thing.
Yeah.
That I'm like, no, I can't have you just come down here. You know, that's very kind of you. I'll be like, but no, we got it.
It's a weird request.
I can't make you. And this person was from like Baltimore or something. But, you know, you get to that point, you know, now you're like, yeah, I don't care where you come from.
This guy's all fucking swimming in Key West.
Or was it you just saw me and it was
Nice.
The first day you came down, you were like, I'm here to clean. What did we do? We just sat around and watched TV all day. Right? We watched Love Boat for a couple hours and then you went home. I felt like I was paying you to do it.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that and Doris Day.
We watched it all. You were here for like 7 hours.
Yeah.
Well, Kim, are you okay with that? With him watching your shows and your movies?
I was here.
Oh, boy. So, yeah.
He was keeping an eye on him.
He was here. He was looking at it. He was just kind of like pretending that we weren't having as good a time as we were.
Well, I was finding the episodes. Oh, who's this guy? Let me look it up for you. Yeah.
Like, we got it, kid. We know.
Josh will look it up.
The wolf has got it. Yeah. If you got a problem, yo, he'll solve it.
Checking the beat while my DJ revolves it.
Yeah, you got that right. Wow. Josh, thank you, brother.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Josh.
We'll make sure it's worth your time in some way.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
Well, he needs a cool nickname now.
The Wolf.
The Wolf, okay, Josh. Yeah,
the Wolf Ant.
Okay.
Comes fix the problems.
Oh, fuck. Somebody else got a nickname now?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Let's wrap this up before it goes too much longer.
Yeah,
get
right.
He's going down the drain.
Yeah, we can't watch him circle much longer.
Yeah.
Just say it.
Just say it.
Tell him, Steve Dave.
All right.